Let's go in our Bibles to the Gospel of John, the fourth book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We're going to go to chapter 8, and just going to read one little verse here this morning. Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 36. One verse, and that's all I'm going to read. And if you have your place, let me hear you say amen. Amen. And this is what God's Word says in verse 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Let's go to God in prayer over that one verse. Father God, it's just a small verse, but it is just packed with so much information and just so many things that we need to be thankful for, Lord. And Father, once again, as the spokesperson for you this morning, the person that's going to bring this message, Father, I hide behind the cross and just ask that the words that come out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you this morning, Lord. I do hide behind the cross, and Father, I just ask for your inspiration on this message here this morning. Open up the hearts and minds and eyes of those who need to be opened this morning, Lord, including my own. And I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. I told you last week that we're going to have a discussion this morning about eternal security. As part of our sermon series on Am I Saved? But early in the week, I kind of remembered that the 4th of July would be Saturday, and Sunday would be a good day to talk about freedom. So let's talk about freedom here this morning. Yesterday was the 4th of July, and America celebrated its 233rd anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And if we remember anything about American history, which I paid absolutely no attention to when I was in school, we know that this was the document the colonists sent to King George III of England, declaring their independence from England. Here's a few facts about the document itself. It was signed on the morning of July the 4th, 1776, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 56 men signed the declaration. The first and largest and most famous signature is that of John Hancock, who was the president of the Continental Congress. The youngest signer was a man named Edward Rutledge. He was only 26 years old. And the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Franklin. He was 70. The document itself is on a piece of parchment, 29 3/4 inches by 24 1/2 inches in size. The document was signed also by two future presidents, John Adams, who became the second president, Thomas Jefferson, who became the third president. With this declaration, the colonists claimed their freedom. No longer did they want to be under the rule of England. But history does record this, that for the colonies to have freedom, there would have to be a price. And that price was the Revolutionary War, and it was fought between the colonies between 1775 and 1783. In 1783, the Treaty of Paris ended the war and recognized the sovereignty of the United States over the territory bounded by what is now Canada to the north, Florida to the south, and the Mississippi River to the west. According to the World Book Encyclopedia, there were 25,700 Americans died, and about 10,000 British died. Most of us probably don't know exactly what's on the Declaration of Independence, and I'm certainly one of those. And I'm going to read to you this morning the concluding paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. It says this: We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's how the Declaration of Independence ends. It's a great document. The words of that last paragraph that I want to focus on this morning are this: are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown. With this declaration, the colonists said that they were no longer under the power and the influence of England. They wanted to be free. Now let's use that declaration and switch it to a biblical sense. If you were a true believer, if you were one of God's elect, if you are one whose roots are in good soil, if you are one who's going to persevere to the end, a declaration of independence has been written for you. You have been absolved of all allegiance to the satanic crown. You are no longer under the power and mastery of the evil one. You are no longer a slave to the prince of this world. The hold the devil had on you, believer, he no longer has. You have been declared free. Here's what you need to know about your spiritual declaration of independence. Your declaration of independence was not written by 56 men. It was written and put into effect by three spiritual beings: the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Many people call this group the Trinity. The Trinity did not settle the New World. They created the New World. Actually, they created the entire universe and everything in it. Your Declaration of Independence was not written on a 29¾-inch by 24½-inch piece of parchment. But rather, your declaration was put in a book that the Trinity calls the Lamb's Book of Life. The book's physical dimensions are unknown. The three authors, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Father chose your name to be written in this book before the creation of the world. He did so because He loves you, and He wanted you to be holy and blameless in His sight. He did not want you to be in bondage and slavery to the devil any longer and to his satanic crown. The Father wanted you to be free. The Son, Jesus Christ, knew that there would be a price to pay for your freedom. So the Son, Jesus Christ, came to this world and died as a perfect sacrifice for you. Jesus Christ fought the battle. He redeemed you. He bought you. And He brought you out of the bondage of slavery of the devil and the satanic crown. Jesus Christ wanted you to be free. The Holy Spirit signed a treaty and sealed you with a guarantee of this freedom. He will protect you. He will defend you. He will make sure the devil and his satanic crown will never, ever again be a master over you. The Holy Spirit wanted you to be free. The Father wrote you a Declaration of Independence. The Son died for your Declaration of Independence. And the Holy Spirit will guarantee that your Declaration of Independence will stand for all eternity. Yes, we do live in the United States of America. We are a free nation. And I believe most people in this country enjoy that freedom. And we celebrate this event, this 4th of July, every year with parties and parades, with cookouts, with flags and with fireworks, and fun with family and friends. But the real independence, believer, is not what we experience outward. It's what we experience inward. The believer has peace. That's in the Declaration. The believer has joy. That's written in the Declaration. The believer has love. That's written in our Declaration. The believer has eternal life. That's written in our Declaration. And nothing can ever take any of that away from God's Declaration of Independence on your life. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from God's Declaration of Independence on your life. We are more than conquerors, Beech Grove. We are children who have been chosen, who have been bought and guaranteed by God, the Creator of all things. We are free. We are free. We are free. And if the Son has set you free, we are free indeed. Our great country, the United States of America, did have a Declaration of Independence. It is a piece of paper that's sitting in some building, probably up in Washington, D.C. somewhere. But for the believer, that's not the real Declaration of Independence. Here's what the real Declaration of Independence is all about, and I'll keep it very short and simple. It's not about the parade. It's all about His power. The real Declaration of Independence is not about the flag. It's all about His forgiveness. And the real Declaration of Independence is not about the cookout. It's about the cross. Today, if you're a believer, you are free. And a Declaration of Independence has been written on your life. And it's sitting in the Lamb's Book of Life. Sleep well, believer. No one's going to take you out of the Father's hands. Let's go to God in prayer.